from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit more about the ramifications of potentially a lost season. We're going to clarify something in the agreement between the players and the owners, essentially, and talk about why it could very well mean that there could be no baseball at all, Major League Baseball, in 2020. But then I do want to talk about the consequences of that and what that would look like in the off season. I think that's an important thing to discuss, and we're going to talk about who are the free agents after this season, because everybody is going to earn the same service time that they earned in 2019. And so the free agent class that we expected in the 2020 offseason is going to be the same that we expected. So we're going to look at that now and see, like, how might the Giants, if the season doesn't happen, what might they do given those circumstances? Like, how will it affect them? So first, I just wanted to clarify that the players and the owners have reportedly agreed that there's not going to be any baseball played until there are no longer restrictions on large gatherings. And basically, it has to be totally safe for them to be in these large groups that you know, a team itself is a large group of people in close proximity, let alone like people in the stands. And that's the language about them being able to play again, is they need these restrictions to be lifted. And it's just extremely difficult to envision that that's going to happen at any point in the coming months, in my opinion. I mean, all the medical opinions out there are that, you know, this isn't just going to go away until we have a vaccine, which could take 1 year to 18 months. And that's kind of a hopeful outlook. And so if we're talking about 18 months, we're talking about mid to late 2021, which to me opens up the possibility that there may not be games in 2021 either. And so that's a very challenging thought to wrap our heads around, not just as it pertains to baseball, but just to life in general. The idea that this could drag on that long or longer is really hard to fathom and comprehend and accept. But I just want to throw out that possibility that we do not know. I mean, if the 2020 season doesn't happen, it's not impossible to think that that could severely impact 2021 as well. But, you know, with that grim outlook out of the way, I do think that regardless, there would be an open free agent period in the 2020 offseason, even if 2021 baseball is in jeopardy. Now, how it would affect the economics of the sport is definitely up for debate and a huge question mark. Like, would teams still be willing to pay what they've been paying in the last several years for free agent talent? Or is that going to take a big hit given the current economic status in the country and of these teams and of the world and of these teams that will lose essentially a year of revenue potentially? So these are huge unanswered questions, but I do think it would be in everybody's best interest once the 2020 season concludes, whether or not there are games, who are the free agents? And I think both sides would probably want there to be a regular off season. Otherwise, I don't know how exactly they would approach the off season. And part of that, like if they don't know if 2021 games are going to happen, but they think they might, they still have to have that off season. Otherwise, you leave a bunch of players out there unsigned, and then what happens when you're finally ready to resume? So I would expect that no matter what happens, we will have a normal offseason. And so that's why I want to talk on today's show about who are those free agents and what is the Giants roster going to look like at the end of the year, regardless of whether or not there are games? What kind of freed up money will they have, and who might they realistically be targeting in that case? And so, as we mentioned last week, the Giants would have several expiring contracts after 2020, no matter what, in Jeff Samardzija, Kevin Gausman, Drew Smyly, Hunter Pence, and Tony Watson. So right there, that's three-fifths of the starting rotation, and really three-fourths of the guys who were kind of guaranteed starting rotation spots in Samardzija, Gausman, and Smyly. So right away, you see that they would enter the offseason kind of in need of shoring up some stability in the starting rotation. I think the plan was to introduce some young pitchers like Tyler Beede, who then, of course, had the Tommy John surgery, but Logan Webb, Sean Jelly, potentially, some young guys, but still entering 2021, I'm sure that they're going to be players in the free agent market next offseason, whether that means more like one-year low-risk signings like Gausman and Smyly or going after a bigger name, that remains to be seen. But their payroll entering 2020 was about $160 million, and their obligations in 2021 is only for $97 million, and then looking forward to 2022, it's only $24 million. So they really, you know, have so much money coming off the books in the next couple of years. And so it'll be the first time that under Farhan Zaidi and now Scott Harris, they'll have the capability to really make transactions and signings in their vision without being held back by the contracts they inherited. So coming up in the second half of the show, I want to look at the specific players that I think might make sense for the Giants, given the fact that their payroll is going to be, you know, their obligation is only $97 million next year, and then it drops down to like minimum obligation basically in 2022. The only player they're for sure going to have to pay in 2022 is Evan Longoria, and everybody else is non-guaranteed at that point. They have three club options in Cueto, Posey, and Wilmer Flores, and of course they will have like arbitration-eligible players as well, but the only real commitment is to Evan Longoria in 2022. So a lost season in 2020 would mean like just flash forward on the timeline and all of a sudden these contracts are much closer to being done without having played an actual season in that transition period. So this actually may play to the Giants' benefit, which is not to say that this is a good thing at all that this is happening, but I just think that more than most other teams, the Giants are well positioned to withstand this terrible situation. So anyway, we'll talk about specific players in the second half of the show. Do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they are still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale in 2020. If you're looking to lose weight, willpower is key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptional user-friendly design. Step on and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option, and it means you need to have your phone on you. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even know who is who. So here's the deal. You can get 25% off a Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com, withings.com /MLB to get 25% off Body Plus Body Composition Scale. That's withings.com /MLB to get 25% off Body Plus Body Composition Scale. All right, as promised here in the second half of the show, I just want to talk about the free agent class for this upcoming offseason, which is not that far away. I know it's like crazy to be saying when we would have been, you know, game four of the season would have been tonight, but the regular season, it goes by fast. It's not that long. And so it wouldn't be too crazy to think about the upcoming offseason, which is only 6 months away. And what are going to be the Giants' needs at that point in time? So they may need another year of a backup catcher because I think the plan was for Joey Bart to debut in 2020, but of course his development will be delayed in a missed season. So they would have to go out and kind of address catcher like they did, similarly to how they did this offseason. The point is they just have a bunch of freed up money in addition to what they already had this winter when they were able to do creative deals like taking on Zach Cozart's contract. So they're paying Zach Cozart $12.67 million this year. And they did that just to buy Will Wilson, the prospect, and bring him into their system. So they had the flexibility to do that this winter. And next winter, it's going to be even more so, where they have tons and tons of room before they even go up even anywhere close to the luxury tax threshold. So once again, I wouldn't expect them to be big players at catcher given Joey Bart's proximity to the majors, but they'll be close to losing Belt and Crawford and Posey. So they need to start thinking about replacements at these positions. But of course, they're probably going to want to incorporate their own minor leaguers as opposed to free agency. I think free agency is kind of a last resort in most cases, unless you're talking about a generational talent. And that's what we're going to focus on here. So just some of the standout names in free agency after the 2020 season include DJ LeMahieu, the right-handed hitting infielder, second baseman, but he's played some first base with the Yankees as well. He'll be 32 years old. You've got a 30-year-old Marcus Semien reaching free agency. Semien had an enormous monster breakout season in 2019. He stands to reach free agency after the 2020 season, so he could have played his last game in an A's uniform, and he would be an intriguing free agent for the Giants, who would be 1 year away from the free agency of Brandon Crawford. 36-year-old Justin Turner would be a free agent, coming from the Dodgers, of course. I don't think that's a fit for the Giants in this scenario, given their commitment to Longoria and given Turner's age at that point. But, you know, if he's looking to just get like a 1 year deal, maybe a 2 year deal, then it could be intriguing if the Giants somehow find a way to move the Evan Longoria contract. Jock Peterson will reach free agency after the 2020 season. He'll only be 29 years old. Definitely a fit there. Of course, you know, Farhan Zaidi, very familiar with Jock Peterson from Zaidi's time in LA. Marcelo Zuna would reach free agency again. He was a fit this winter, maybe except for the qualifying offer, except now he wouldn't be eligible to receive the qualifying offer. And so he would reach free agency without that draft penalty tied to his free agency, so he might become a better fit for the Giants. He would just be 30 years old. George Springer, this is an intriguing name for sure, from the Astros. Really talented player. Obviously, we don't know how much of his success may have been attributed to the cheating that the Astros were undergoing in Houston, I mean, and potentially on the road as well. But George Springer is definitely a talented player and someone who will be highly sought after in free agency. He'll be 31 years old. And with the Giants' needs in the outfield, you could definitely see them being interested in, so far, Ozuna, Jock Peterson, and George Springer. Now, the real prize here is Mookie Betts, who, you know, what insult to injury it would be if the Giants were able to swoop in and sign Mookie Betts. I know it's kind of a pipe dream, but, you know, the Dodgers gave up a bunch of young talent and 16 years of control or something like that in order to acquire Mookie Betts for one season, and they may not get a single game out of him in 2020. So Betts reaches free agency after the season. It would just be a huge heist if the Giants were to sign Mookie Betts. And I've said on this show that, I mean, they tried to sign Bryce Harper last winter. That wasn't just for show. They offered him 12 years, $310 million. He ended up signing for, what, 13 years, $330 million? Very similar deals. So it's not like the Giants were lowballing Harper. And I think that Betts falls into that same category. He's a better player than Bryce Harper. He'll be a similar age. He'll be entering his age 28 season in 2021. And so very real possibility to me that the Giants will try to pull out all the stops and sign Mookie Betts in the winter. They're definitely going to try, in my opinion. I mean, there's a reason they went after Harper. There's a reason they'll go after Mookie Betts. They're definitely going to have competition, but, you know, maybe the Giants are better suited than most to withstand the economic downturn here that teams and the nation and the world are going to see here over the next several months, given their real estate investment and given they have all this money that they didn't end up spending trying to acquire Giancarlo Stanton, trying to acquire Bryce Harper. That is unspent money that they have just sitting around ready to spend on a generational talent. Now, in terms of starting pitching, just to wrap up here, Trevor Bauer is a free agent, and he has said he wants to only sign one-year deals. So I know the Giants are interested in guys who are wanting one-year deals. They made an offer to Cole Hamels this offseason. They made an offer to D.D. Gregorius, who was signing a one-year deal, who ultimately did sign a one-year deal, I should say. So I would imagine they'll be in on Trevor Bauer. A one-year commitment is music to the ears of someone like Farhan Zaidi because there's very little risk and you don't mind spending the money in 1 year, but you know, you worry about what is this going to look like 4, 5, 6, 7 years down the road, especially with a starting pitcher. Corey Kluber is going to be 35, but he could reach free agency. He has a $17.5 million club option. Charlie Morton, 37 years old. He has hinted that he may be retiring, but he's a very, very good pitcher, has a $15 million vesting option. James Paxton, super interesting, 32 years old, very good pitcher, but often injured, but could be a candidate, somewhat of interest for the Giants. Robbie Ray, 29 years old, Diamondbacks starting pitcher, great strikeout numbers, struggles with command, but an interesting pitcher potentially. Of course, you've got Gausman and Smiley, Marcus Stroman, and that kind of rounds out the top names in the starting pitching class. Garrett Richards is actually another interesting guy. Coming back from injury, I expected a nice bounce back season for him in 2020, but of course he may not now get that opportunity, but he would still reach free agency at the end of the year. So definitely some interesting names, and with the Giants having so much available money, it would be not hard to see them starting to flex their financial might and trying to sign one of these really quality players to a relatively team-friendly deal given the economic situation out there. So it'll be fascinating to watch. I just think that's, you know, I just don't think they're going to continue to delay their process just because of a missed year potentially. I think this was all, these were all names that were possibilities for them to sign. You know, I would have expected them to be in on these players this offseason anyway, and I don't think a lost season would change that is kind of the point I'm trying to make. So anyway, that's just my thoughts on this. We'll definitely continue to talk about this these possibilities as the hiatus rolls on here. So that is all the time we have for today. I'm going to try to do a Q&A on Tuesday, so look out for the prompt on Twitter. You can follow me there, at Ben Kaspic, that's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On MLB. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.